USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In Munich, Germany, Vice President Mike Pence says things are going well in America.
We came here to deliver a message that America is stronger, our economy is stronger, our military is stronger. We're standing with our allies. We're standing up, not just for our priorities, but we're advancing the interests of the free world, and we've made great progress.
California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock is defending President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. The Republican lawmaker says illegal immigration is a crisis that can't be ignored.
I think the president's on absolutely solid ground. This is an authority that dates back to 1976. It's been used 58 times.
State Department spokesman Heather Nauert has withdrawn her name for consideration to become the next ambassador to the UN. Nauert cited this decision as being the best for her family. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Police are releasing more information about the victims of Friday's workplace shooting in Aurora, Illinois. One of them was a 21-year-old intern who was working his first day at the plant. Another was a Northern Illinois University student who was going to graduate in May. Police believe Gary Martin killed them after learning he was being fired. Once police received the 911 calls, they arrived on the scene in less than 4 minutes. Aurora Police Chief Kristen Zeman on what happened next.
The building is 29,000 square feet, and when they located the offender, they engaged in gunfire with him, ultimately killing him.
Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker on the shooting.
There are no words for the kind of evil that robs our neighbors of their hopes, their dreams, and their futures.
The shooter, George Martin, was a 15-year employee.
And the green flag waves at the Daytona 500 just after 2:30 Eastern time on Sunday. Alex Bowman is on the pole for the race. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The first tax season with President Donald Trump's new tax plan is underway, and many folks are a little bit surprised that they're receiving about 8% less in their return than what they did in years past. But according to CPA Paul Schwartz, that's actually a good thing.
My belief is that you really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money, and when they pay you, they don't pay you a dime of interest. So we try to discourage people from getting big refunds. Unfortunately, sometimes people really count on that big refund, and I certainly try to educate my clients to not count on the big refund and have the money all year in their pockets and do the right things with it. But certainly you want to gather your receipts as best you can and also make sure that you've done your best to contribute to a retirement plan, either an IRA, traditional IRA, Roth IRA, or perhaps your 401k plan at work. Those are really the best things that you can do at this point.
And finally, McDonald's is across the nation are introducing donut sticks nationwide starting on February 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.